Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene, know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, your tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, me, Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior from Australia, and Daisy Papp from the Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, my dear friends. So good to see you and so good to know that we are going to just create another great episode.
Yes, Daisy, episode 99. It's super exciting how far we've come in less than 2 years, isn't it?
This is incredible. And I was just speaking today with someone and I shared with them that we have listeners in 66 countries and they were just impressed. And I said, so am I.
Yes. It is mind-blowing, and we welcome all of you from around the world. We're so pleased to have you with us. Please keep sharing our podcast with your family and friends. We want to reach 100 countries in 2022. So let's dive into today's topic, Daisy, which is prejudice.
I have no prejudice to discuss this topic with you.
I love it. So I suppose we should start with a definition.
Yeah.
And I know that on that note, you're going to ask me what I think it is. So I'll just
well,
dive
wait a
in
minute. And... did you just have prejudice? What if I did not think that you're going to define it? You see, we're all doing it.
I made an assumption based on your past behavior.
Mm-hmm. Copy the past and... pasting it into the future is not very opportune most of the time. But yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, to me, I look at the word and I think prejudgment.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you look at how it's spelt in English, it says that in the word. And so to me, prejudice is when you have a preconceived idea or a preconceived judgment of something or someone. And I think that the danger in that is it closes our mind down to other possibilities. What do you think?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I believe that it's a very good point to dissect words because oftentimes they truly within themselves already explain, as you pointed out, because pre is something that happens prior to. And justice? So we already are actually clear about how we're going to judge something. No, I don't like snails.
You said justice? Didn't you mean judgment?
Justice, yes. Well, I do believe there's a relation because when I'm judging something and we look at the word judging and judgment, is not there the judge already included? And then we already speak about justice, but many people nowadays try to force others. This is my justice or the just of it, the just of it, or just for the sake of. So I think it is important to have a look a little bit behind the letters we see and note the tiny little hints that are there.
Hmm? Yeah.
Because now I give you a great example. Something interesting happened to me today. I received a phone call from my internet provider, which was from a regular phone number. So that already surprised me a little bit. So I had prejudice, right? And the gentleman said his name and he said he's calling from this and that company. And he chose me because I'm a select customer to prevent me from overusing my internet and then being charged for $100 for the overuse in terabytes. And then I said, well, wait a minute. What are the notes you have on your end about my account? And what he was able to give me was correct, but was only the superficial surface of what's happening on my account regarding to the internet service. So I told him that I was not interested and I called my internet provider. And it took me 36 minutes to get someone because I was in line waiting on hold because nobody was available. And I thought, no, this is important that I'm going to report this as an incident, because I know of elderly in my environment who would have easily given their credit card information and easily fallen fraud to this try. So I was on the phone with a lady, and her name is Faimir, and she is just such a lovely ally, because she said, no, we need to report that to the legal team. And she was all about supporting to prevent others who may have no prejudice towards fraud because they don't have experience with these sort of calls frequently, that I mentioned to her, I thank you so much. You're my ally, and we're against maybe happening something weird. So I gave her the phone number and how the man introduced himself. And I found it so lovely. She offered me a $5 discount for a year every month. And I said, well, I didn't expect that. And she said, well, you went out of your way to report this. And what I find so incredibly important about this, that did I have prejudice towards the phone caller who allegedly called me from a company he certainly doesn't belong to? Because I confirmed with the lady, with Faimir, I gave her the phone number from where I received the call. So my prejudice was very on point. And her supporting me shows me that she did not have prejudice towards me to take this call seriously. So you see, there are two sides to a coin, and I'm not even speaking about the surface on the rim.
I think that's really interesting, because you've given an example where your prejudice worked in your favor and was a positive thing.
Yes.
And so you were able to determine that these people were trying to scam you.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
And now from Faimir's point of view, she did not have prejudice towards me. I could have been a bored individual who is just trying to call some random companies up and make some stuff up. She did not have prejudice. So you see, it is important to see it's like a knife. We can cut our meal wonderfully and the food into tiny pieces so we can eat them and digest them afterwards. Or I can go and cut the neighbor's roses without permission. So the knife is just a knife. It goes back to what am I doing with it? And that's my responsibility. And what you do with a knife is your responsibility. Now, let's go one step further. Where does it come from? Where does prejudice come from?
I would think it comes from conditioning.
Yes. What else?
From assumptions. Perhaps we've had a situation happen and then we take that blueprint and we go forward with it.
Yes.
So we use the same kind of experience and put that prejudice in there or that prejudgment in there for the next experience that seems very similar.
I think that is the important key, that it is based on past experiences, whether it is conditioning, what we learned and what we were impressed by others' expressions. Also very nice play on words, by the way, because what impresses us is meaning it leaves a mark based on what other people express. So when we then notice that, okay, my past experiences create many rules that I believe are right or correct, we forget that they might be right and correct for ourselves, but not necessarily for the rest of the almost 8 billion humans on this planet.
Yes, I think that's true.
So in order to unlearn prejudice, it solely requires a little training. And I like questions, because when we give information, people may take it or not, because that's how the brain works. But when I ask a question, I know it reaches a different region in your brain. So when I ask a question, so where does your opinion come from? Where does it stem from? Is it yours, or is it some expression of someone else that impressed you?
I was going to say, I think that is very common, and that I've been in a fight for awareness around body image for a while. because of my alopecia. And I think that's where I've seen it most in body image issues, not limited to alopecia, certainly, but that's been my experience and different levels of that experience, different levels of the prejudice. Even when it's meant well, before I was tattooed, people used to come and ask me about having cancer. And that was obviously a prejudice mm-hmm. based on their own experience with cancer, and their own experience with people having no hair was a result of cancer treatment, whereas they had no knowledge of what I have, which is called alopecia. And it was a way to educate people. And then after I got tattooed, the prejudices changed quite a lot. I no longer got asked about cancer, but I do get looks and stares because I'm tattooed, and it's quite unusual to have a head tattoo, especially if you're a woman, although it's starting to be more common now amongst alopecians. So yeah, that's my experience. Definitely it can be based on past experiences, but I do believe it also can be based on conditioning alone and how your parents taught you to believe in something. Mm-hmm. And I think that is quite rife within societies. Mm. And it is the main reason I wanted to talk about it today. But you've opened this new level of it, which I think is really interesting. And I think that unlearning prejudice by asking questions is a really smart tool, because you always say that curiosity is one of the most powerful tools that we have. And we can use that to discover more if we keep this open mind about what it is the topic is.
Well, I do believe most people who are closed-minded are not aware of their closed-mindedness. That's my prejudice. Mm-hmm. Or I can put it in a different way and say that's my experience, based on my experience. Now, I'd like to bring in another aspect here. Most of the time, prejudice comes from ignorance, because people take things as facts instead of asking questions and instead of being self-thinkers. I like to ask, whose thought is it? Is it yours or is it someone else's thought? And these are very unusual questions. And I know that sometimes I get that silence on the other end of the video call or the phone call. And especially my son, he says, "Mom, you ask so weird questions." I say, "Well, unusual. It inspires people to think. I cannot make anyone a self-thinker. I can inspire. And how do I do that? Not by preaching them. It doesn't go. It doesn't go well. And it's no longer applicable, I believe. Those days are over. But when I ask questions, maybe then they will start thinking. There's no guarantee. But most of the time, when you look back now, when people had prejudice towards you and assumed that you had an autoimmune issue that was causing you being bald and...
Well, I do. They just had the wrong one.
Yes, I understand. It was their ignorance. They did not even consider that there might be another reason to it. And the risk is, when we choose to remain ignorant, then evolution almost stops. Now, when we look at nature, there's only two ways. It either dies or it grows. So I do believe there are many people who have dying brains and dying thinking mechanisms. But we're becoming more and more who take our power back, acquiring tools and practicing those, asking questions instead. Because let's say I have prejudice. And let's say 10 years ago, I walk by you and I say, how's your chemo going? And you said, what are you talking about? Whose? Then I wonder how many humans feel dumbfounded when they learn, their prejudice was not spot on, but totally spot off. So asking questions usually does not cost a thing. Depends, I mean, when you go to a specialist and you ask them questions, and for consulting or business consulting, they may send you a big bill. But I do believe it is important to understand that we were trained and conditioned, oftentimes, many, many of us, that, asking questions, what a stupid question. No, let's uncondition ourselves. take our power back, ask questions. And when someone is annoyed by you asking a question, I give you a tiny little hint. What if you'd ask them, what does it mean to you when someone asks questions? Does not this mean to you that those who ask are curious? Then big silence again, unless they are in total reptilian mode, and then they are going to fight because they didn't even receive what you just said. They heard it, but they didn't get it. So it went by the ears, but not through the ears to that region where we would think.
Yes.
Now, another important thought I'd like to share here. To me, it is important. And based on my experience, it was quite doing good to me in my life and my journey. My self-inventory requires also asking myself, whose thoughts am I thinking? Is it really true? Is it possible that at some time, one time back in the past, it was true, but it is no longer true? And communication. What do we humans do? We communicate. Gestures, tone, words, messages, emails, videos, podcasts. We communicate. And there are basic rules that lead to success when we apply these little tools and acquire the skills to use these tools, how to communicate more effectively. And instead of me saying a prejudice out loud, I can say, to me, it looks as. To me, it looks like. This is how I see it. That's how we can eliminate prejudice in an instant. And I at least get answers. Because when I practice prejudice, what are the answers? I'm already giving it to myself pre-answered, because I already gave myself the answer, before ever giving anyone else the chance to reply, respond, or answer.
Yeah.
First person singular, key, golden key, opens many doors.
Yes, it certainly does. And it's a great perspective to look at this from, because I think that probably most of us have built-in prejudices, whether that's from our conditioning or from our experiences or both. Usually both, I would say. It's a combination. There's probably not many of us that haven't grown up and taken on the adults around us, their opinions and points of view, because that's what children do. Monkey see, monkey do. We learn like that. And so as we become older, I think it's an important skill to have this critical thinking for ourselves. And we did a wonderful episode about that, guys. If you haven't heard it yet, please go and listen to that. And I think that it would vastly improve relations around the world in our communities if we were less prejudiced and more open-minded and asked these questions and did it from this first person singular point of view, where we're not making these assumptions or stating it as a fact, but rather saying, well, in my opinion, or these are my thoughts, because then it's not necessarily fact, is it? It's more of an opinion. And that's really most of the time, it is an opinion. It might be based on, say, we're talking about a subject and we have different opinions. Maybe my opinion's only based on the research that I've done, and I've missed a whole heap of information that you know about. And if I'm not open-minded to receive that extra information, how can I really have the full story or the full picture of the topic that we're speaking about?
Open-mindedness requires skills. I humbly believe it requires skills to be open-minded, because it is also courage that's needed.
And we need to probably forego the need to be right as well.
Well, we can start very much at the childhood conditioning or the childhood beliefs that many adults that I see and work with nowadays still live with and live by and based on. And I hear so many things when people fall back into childhood beliefs. For example, I need to be right. And another one, it's never my fault. It's always someone else's fault. So as children, that is very healthy, and it's part of the development. But now as adults, I do believe it is important to become the grown-up, to grow into the grown-up. I just had a great conversation with someone I truly admire. And I said to him, well, most humans I know, they want to be part of the species Homo sapiens. But they have no clue how to do that. And only because we were impressed by so many expressions that others expressed towards us. We were on the receiving end and then we took it as a fact, or we believed it, or it became the standard. It became our reality, that became part of our life. When we never come to the point to ask those questions ourselves, is it still up to date? Or is there maybe, I sometimes call it software update, in my own system required to let go of specific traits that no longer serve us to live a content life. And prejudice is certainly one of them. Dear listeners, please take 2 minutes, 2 minutes. That's 120 seconds. Not too long, right? When you sit at the dentist's office, it may appear long, but 120 seconds you can maybe take now. And think of prejudice. And where in your life do you have prejudice? What are thoughts based on prejudice? And ask, where do they come from? Is it because it's inherited? Is it because it was impressed on you? Because others around you while growing up or while being already an adult expressed their prejudices and you just took them on without ever questioning? Just take a tiny little self-inventory, 120 seconds, 2 minutes, for yourself, not for me. For you, for yourself. And let's say half of the population on this planet would do that for 2 minutes. It's really not a big time investment. We would certainly wake up tomorrow morning, no matter which time zone, to a very different world and different society and different quality amongst the human family.
100% agree with that, Daisy.
She agreed, yes.
I'm certainly going to be more self-aware about it, I think. I try not to have prejudice because of my own experiences with it, but I think that we all slip sometimes. And it's very easy to do because there's such ingrained patterns and ingrained actions that we're used to. And in fact, a lot of the time we probably do it without even realizing. And so I think that it is a great idea to take that self-inventory and to put some effort into being a bit more self-aware in everyday life and everyday interactions so that we have a more open mind. And I think that then allows in all the qualities, the best of us, compassion and understanding and patience and curiosity and all those positive qualities. No doubt in my mind that they will help create a healthier, more loving society, which I believe is the answer going forward.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Now, when we look at humans, based on my experience, humbly, that endured the pain because prejudice was used upon them, they either take it on and become very judgmental, practicing prejudice, or because they remember how painful it was, they're not doing it. Interestingly, though, I would love to see a statistic how many people around the globe truly suffered emotionally or maybe physically from prejudice and took it on into their little toolbox and use it on a daily, weekly, yearly basis. Instead of saying, I know how it feels, it's so painful, I'm not going to participate in this anymore, so the pain can stop. I can have my opinion. I still don't like snails and I still do not enjoy eating oysters and I will not. I ate one oyster in my life because I lost a bet. I'm not going to bet ever again around the topic of oysters. And now the question is...
I'm with you on that.
Yes. Now the question is this prejudice or is that clearly my choice? Because I can stand for my choice and my opinion without utilizing prejudice. I can say, look, you may eat oysters even in front of me. I don't mind, as long as you don't mind that I'm not going to touch them, smell them, taste them, look at them closer than necessary. I'm totally okay with that. It can be so harmoniously solved. And again, when we stop ignorance, then there can only be, as a result, cause and effect, less prejudice. That's how I see it today.
Yeah, I think that's a great point of view. What do you think, guys, out there? We'd love to know what your thoughts are on prejudice and if you've done a little self-inventory in 120 seconds, as Daisy suggests. We do like to give you tools to use that you can implement in your day-to-day life. So we'd love to get your feedback. And I think that kind of wraps up today's episode. It's been an interesting discussion and certainly a thought-provoking one. And thank you, Daisy. Any final words on prejudice for our audience?
Yes. Please, without prejudice, consider supporting us. Kathy and I, we did so many episodes, almost 100. And actually, we did more than 100. Some of them are private. And without prejudice, please consider supporting us as little as $1, because we need your help. We are spreading so much help generously around the globe, and we can only continue remaining ad-free with your help. Thank you.
Well said, Daisy. We do appreciate our supporters, and we have created exclusive content just for you. So go on over to baldandblonde.live. Everything is right there on the website, and we'd love for you to keep sharing this podcast with your family and friends. As always, that's it from us. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.